Welcome back to the Back in Five podcast. My name is Sean Clark, and once again, I'm joined with Paul Jordan, who is our associate pastor here at Bethel Community Church, and he is in a current series called I Commit. It's focusing in on the final 40 days of Jesus' life after his resurrection, but before his ascension. And so we moved into, it was the third week of your message this last week, and I think that you brought up some of the most important one of the most important questions that you could address to our congregation. And you said at the beginning of your sermon, you said that we all live with regrets and remorse, and we all have the torture of a guilty conscience. And then you raised a question. You said, how do we gain present freedom from our past regrets? And you jumped off of that question into the biblical text, talking about the story of Peter and the resurrected Christ. So kind of maybe you can begin to flesh that out. Like how does the text address that? How do we gain present freedom from our past regrets?
Sure. I think that Peter is a good example where we see that he had denied Christ three times. That had to be weighing on his mind. That was just a week, 10 days earlier. And so he had to be mindful of that. And yet we see that what Christ does is Christ deals with him in a very loving way, a very specific way, and really calls him back to a right relationship. Most of us are familiar with when Jesus asks him, the different questions, do you love me supremely? Do you love me at all? And are you my friend? And so what Jesus is doing is calling him back to a relationship with him.
Right. And so I guess the answer to that question then would be, how do we gain freedom from our past regrets? What would you say is the answer to that?
Well, again, I would say that, it's having a right relationship with Christ. It's realizing that we love him more than anything else, and putting Christ in the rightful place in our life where he's first and foremost.
Right. And what I think that's cool, and to take it a step further, is this interaction that Jesus has with Peter is back up in Galilee. Like Peter had gone back to where he was from, to go back fishing, to go move on with his life. But yet Christ pursued him and then asked him those questions. So you could see this this pursuit of Jesus in the life of Peter. Like he loved him. He cared for him. He wanted to restore him. So talk a little bit about that.
Sure. When Jesus was restoring that relationship with him, he was very concerned that Peter realized that Christ hadn't given up on him, even with his failures, with his regrets. And that's why he said, basically recommissioned him. And that's why he said, feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, and feed my sheep. In other words, he was to be back involved in ministry. Peter was going to go back to his old life of fishing, but Jesus said, hey, I still have plans for you. So many times the commentators say that he was recommissioned to serving the Lord.
Right. So the picture that we get of Jesus is this one of compassion and faithful pursuit of us, even when we make mistakes, even when we do have past regrets. We can get over them because Christ is always, in a sense, recommissioning us to serve and to follow him. Because how does the text end? What does Jesus tell Peter to do then?
Yeah, follow me.
Yeah.
And so he never, that's the constant challenge, I think, in the Christian life, is that we are to follow Christ, even through the ups and the downs of life.
Right, and I think that's so powerful because even if you struggle with something or if you have past regret, the past is the past. It almost doesn't matter what happened back then, because the present call to Peter and subsequently to us too is to follow now. Now we need to follow. And so there's great hope in that relationship that we can always be restored.
Well, I think what was interesting was that passage ends with Jesus telling Peter that he was going to be, in essence, led away as a prisoner. Mm-hmm. And then Peter responds like many of us would, like, well, what's going to happen to John? Because John's right next to him. And then Jesus ends by saying, hey, whatever happens to him, don't worry about it. But what I'm asking you to do is to follow me.
Yeah, because it's this personal relationship that we have with our Savior. It's not just us in the community of God. Obviously, there's a communal element to our faith, but there's still a personal call that Jesus says, I want you to follow me.
I think the thing that the overall message is that God gives us second and third chances, and that he doesn't give up on us. But in spite of what we might see as regrets that have significant consequences, Christ still says, but if you follow me, if you love me, I have a purpose for you.
And that's great. So we hope you come out to the final week of this message, which will be this Sunday on December the 6th. And then we're into our holiday schedule following that. You can get all that information on our website here within the next week. So we hope to see you out this next Sunday.